business. I'd like to recognize our Department Secretary, Larry Horlock, and our Allied Health Coordinator, Talia Haynes. Thank you both. But before we begin, please, friendship problems. Yes. We have a late morning ahead of us. The company's first and only order of business this morning. Senate Bill 36, University of Alaska Regents Reporting Requirements by Senator Stevens. This bill was last heard on March 14th, when we were both invited and public testimony. The legal deadline was set for March 18th. Bill will be the first amendment. I would like to ask for my sponsor, I believe he is in setting education right now, so we have the staff to lock in with us to please come forward and offer any remarks about the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, similar to Dr. Summers' comments, first hand description of the provision to take care of those bills for years and then down to the line and then legislation. But this is in response to loss of accreditation for UAA School of Education in 2019. We had other reporting requirements that the industry on the books, and so we had a requirement to that reporting to their status. Organizations test at the various programs. And I think about their time, but that's the overall test of the bill. We would have Representative Harris available to testify and address any questions.
Well, thank you for that. Mr. C. Chad Hutchinson is here, Director of Sustainable Relations, the University of Alaska. Thank you for being here this morning if you have any questions. Yes,
thank you, Mr. Mackin, for reminding us what this bill is about. I think it's very important. I'm curious. Of who we have a fiscal number, are you aware of any additional fiscal requirements as you pass on, or are you looking for regions to provide this reporting?
Madam Chair, the Coastal Board of Regents policy requires that the administration provide annual regular reports on this very subject, and so as far as the university would confirm that this is something that they're already doing, but this additional level. They would just add this to the existing reporting requirements on the other solution we have established as touching.
Great, thank you very much.
Thank you. So, Mr. Hutchinson, would you like to confirm that or add anything to that?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Director, the fact that we have had an additional fiscal impact on the university.
Thank you for that. Do you have any other questions? Alice. So, I just because now I would like to move this bill from committee at this time. I would like to hear that motion.
Absolutely, Madam Chair. I move to report. Committee's substitute for Senate Bill 36, version 32-L, S's and C's, 0312, absent, deems and void, out of committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
I see no objection. I'd like to report Senate Bill 6. It's just a Senate Bill 36 out of committee. I'd like to ask, I'll take a brief edit until we sign the paperwork. Thank you. research here in terms of the fifth department from the 2021 study. It's called Disrupt Energy Costs and Landscape. And we've done 2 years ago looking at how various districts and what they were using for fuel, different energy system, different recommendations. And at the end of that report that I think we should be aware of as policymakers. And we'll start the conversation. Now, maybe about 6 lessons can take to be more efficient in some of the classrooms. So we'll look through that report coming. And then we are going to next week, this morning of Friday, April 1st at 8 a.m., and the echoes previously heard. And I just want to say, too, is the conversations that we've expressed, the conversations we've expressed talking about, I've written some of them down. If you guys or any members have any things they'd like to see us cover that we have so far, introduce them to the content, let us know. So, with that,